Welcome to the Inside Show. I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andy Richards.
And today we're going to talk about a debugger command called .exr.
Exception record.
Exception record.
Name directly correlates to the structure that it represents. Mm. It's a visualization of an exception underscore record.
Mm.
The way that the exception record gets into the dump file is in two ways. Either it just exists in the process as a part of the exception handling methodology, or minidump write dump deliberately adds it. And commonly people read it out of the process and copy paste it into more the header file of the dump file via minidump write dump.
Okay.
Minidump write dump is the way that you write a user mode dump file. The main parameters are to do with, you know, what process am I dumping and a handle to a file to say the dump to, the size of the dump file, you know, the contents of the dump file, and then more importantly, the exception parameters, and this is where the exception record is part of. This exception parameters is a minidump underscore exception underscore information record. Within that, there is the thread that died. So this is particularly the one that chooses, you know, should it be thread 3 or thread 4 or thread 5 when you open up the dump file. It gives you the focus. And importantly, exception pointers. If you actually have an exception pointer structure sitting in RAM, the command is ex pointer, PTR. But more commonly, that's very rarely used that way. More commonly, it's opened up and people look at the two individual parameters. And this is the EXR target. And so when you visualize this exception record, you can do it two ways. You can either read it out of the header file, which is the effect of passing in through these structures into minidump write dump, or you can just pass it the address. And so a common reason to, or approach is you start with the header one, because that's the way the dump file describes it. And then you may realize this is an exception, causing an exception, causing an exception. And then you walk backwards.
Go back, go deeper.
And a very, very common one is an exception that leads to the exception that is itself. And then you get into an infinite loop of exceptions. And so, you know, you'll get hundreds, if not tens of thousands of these things on a stack. And what you want to do is you start with a minus one, you realize this is in a recursive Stack Overflow crashing loop, because the top one will be Stack Overflow. And you wind all the way down to the bottom.
Find the very first one.
Find the very first one, which might be a C++ exception, access violation, and whatever it is, right?
Okay.
That's the one that actually has the meat. So let's see this in action.
Okay.
So I've got a dump file that was created of a background task program crashing. This was captured with proc dump. Any tool that would generate a dump file at crash would have the same contents. When we are looking at it, the exception context record, the exception record, the keyword to add to it is minus one, which means read it out of the dump header. And what you're going to see here is the same fields that are within the exception pointer structure, which is the address that it happened, the code, flags on the state of how it should be processed, and then a variable number of parameters. There's a member that says how many parameters are valid. I think the maximum of 16 from memory. And then you see the individual parameters.
And so these are specific to that exception code.
Yeah. So in this case, this is a stud exception. This is an array of pointers, and there's one pointer in the array, so there's only one reference. Access violation is going to look different. So for example, we could open up an access violation and we look at it. And it's going to have the access violation thing. Flags are zero this time. This one also happens to have two parameters. And then the first one is what type of access violation. Zero is read, one is write. Two used to be execute. And if you still have an Itanium server, you'll get two. But under the later versions of Intel-based processors, you will get a value of 8 for execute. And so this is how this sentence is generated. Attempt to read, write, or execute from address, and then here's the address that it failed to read from.
So the EXR command happens to know at access violation what the parameters mean, and it gives you the friendly
has a visualizer
interpretation.
Yeah. So in this case, I know that we have quite a shallow stack. And it just so happens that we actually can see the same information that's in the header via the minus one via local variables that are hanging around. So we're currently at this top frame, and you get nothing. This is a very common technique, is just to walk up through the frames, .f plus, walk forward, mm-hmm. look at the variables. Now, this is the structure type of an exception record, right?
Right.
And there's a couple of ways we can approach this. We can do verbose, and it will tell us its address right here. Just clicking on it will actually give it to you as well, because just in the spew. Mm-hmm. And then you can use that as an address. So if you're walking down something, you know, looking inside, you just want to find the address of this structure.
So anything that's an exception, underscore record, you can do a .exr with the address of that.
Yeah. And if we actually, I mean, it just so happens that the one stored in the header is actually the exact same information. Yeah. But as I said, it could change. It's very common for a Stack Overflow that the one in the header is Stack Overflow, and the one way, way down is the real issue that you need to investigate.
It's exceptions triggering exceptions.
Yeah.
Find the first one.
Exception record.
Very cool. All right. Thanks for watching.